We don't simply say Fresno. We say Fres yes. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. This is a show about things fun, interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And Matt, it's always possible you could just jump in here. It is a live recording. You don't know, but I wouldn't expect it, but it's possible. This is as busy time of year as...
festival season.
Yeah, a large part of a major Fresno festival happening this weekend. So he's doing industry.
Way to beer, kick off the springtime.
Beer industry. I challenge, there's not too many breweries that have this kind of festival. We're talking about Fres Yes Fest, if you want to look that up on the social medias.
Yeah.
I would look at Tioga Sequoia's feed. Too many breweries out there that have this kind of festival around their brewery. Like Tioga Sequoia.
You're talking Fresno County or otherwise?
I would say any brewery in the country.
Oh, okay. Like, in the country.
The Tioga Sequoia is the center of it, centerpiece of this festival, but they're closing off the street here in front, or actually two streets in front of the brewery, and having just like tons of food trucks and two blocks of booths and food trucks and music stages.
I noticed it doesn't go south beer this garden, year,
or the whole thing's a beer garden. And oh really? Well, you're right. Yeah, it doesn't go to the old
doesn't go south.
No.
I'm not saying when Zax was there that had anything to do with it, but
so I don't know that. I mean, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of breweries. I'm sure there's something, but I would think this would rival anything they've got. It's a big deal. So, and Matt's the major person planning that. So, you know, we haven't had Matt for a few weeks, but that's why. So yeah. But besides that, we're also going to be talking about beers we were drinking last week, beers we're looking out for, and some culture and the listeners of the show. Or excuse me, man. I've been drinking. Listeners of the show are going to call us and tell us some stuff. Before the show, I already had me a 16-ounce can of gummy worms from New Glory Brewing. God dang it. You got to expect some weird noises when you're listening to a beer podcast. Now I'm halfway into a Humble Sea beer, the one West Coast beer they have right now. Apparently, they have about 50 hazy beers that all taste the same. And then they have one West Coast called Pelican Party that I found. So I've been having that. What are you drinking there, Nick?
I started the night with a Lifted Miata from New Glory. Speaking of New Glory.
You're not supposed to lift a Miata, are you?
I had a New Glory said, hold my beer. We're going to lift this Miata.
That seems an odd car to lift.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was light enough. All four brewers could pick it up. Maybe they tried to put it in the mash. Yeah.
Maybe they're mean literally lifting a Miata.
They were going to Miata, double dry Miata a beer.
Miata. I had the salad. I had the bisque. No. Seinfeld.
That was good. That episode was just on the other day. Miata, miata, miata. I stayed up too late.
So yeah, you're enjoying that beer.
That was before. Oh, that was before my before beer.
What do you got now?
So now my before beer is Tropic Thunder from Crow and Wolf. This was Crow and Wolf was my official tailgate beer.
Back-to-back weeks for Tropic Thunder.
Tailgate adjacent. We were celebrating. I was celebrating.
Oh,
we had a big event tonight.
What happened over there? Well, is this show worthy to tell?
Our nephew is now a licensed driver.
Oh,
so Karen said, when you get your license, we'll give you our old Ford Explorer.
Oh my
thinking God. As a joke, he'd be like, no, it's cool. It's
he'll forget all about that.
But he's like, it's got a tape deck. That's a cool car. So.
Oh, yeah.
So the joke turned into reality, and tonight he actually picked it up. Oh, he just got his license and picked it up and is now on the road.
Wait, now you've got a whole big space? Empty space in your place now. There's no Explorer there.
Oh, I'm on Craigslist right now. I'm going to fill it. I'll have it filled by the morning.
You're only out. You've only had the empty space for like an hour. You're like, oh, I got to find me a project. I got an empty space in my driveway.
Crack the knuckles. Fire up the Google. Let's see what's for sale. Got at least $650 burning a hole in my pocket.
Yeah. Kind of project. You gonna go for Volkswagen? Are you going Chevy?
I think we need to keep the ratio of German to American cars same. So we need to replace American car now.
Oh, okay. But I'm assuming not a Ford.
I could be down with the Ford. I think I'm ready for a Ranger.
Oh,
some light bars on it.
Yeah, you want to get that the Ranger going. Classic Ranger.
Classic Ranger. Some light bars. I could even do Toyota pickup, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hear there's a new Toyota coming out. Special a variant.
Special variant with the camper on it and everything. The Tacoma.
Yeah. Or I could go classic black 85 Toyota four-wheel drive, extended cab, a la Marty McFly.
Oh, yeah. That truck still looks good. That truck has never not looked good.
That's bucket list for sure to have one of those trucks.
How old is that? What year was that?
Well, the movie came out in 85, and that was a brand new truck from Statler Toyota. So I'm guessing it was 85 or 86 Statler model. Toyota.
Man. That's wow, that truck is held up.
Yeah, that would be a bitchin' ride.
Yeah, talking trucks.
Yeah, talking trucks. Welcome to Truck Talk with Clack and Click.
I'm Clack. He's Click. Nick, what do you got? Do you got any culture items for the listener this week?
Well, because I am not subscribers to any of these news articles, you get the headlines.
All right. We can imagine what was written. We'll just get the headlines.
Yeah. You decide if you want to dive further into these stories or... just go, that's all I need to know. America's favorite craft beers may get more expensive. Why, Mikey? Why? Please tell us more.
I'm going to say supply chain / inflation / labor costs.
Yeah, or the Russian-Ukraine war continues.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, that just
so
affects everything.
Thanks, Russia. Our gas went up, now our beer is going up. Yes, no? Would you subscribe to Quartz online to read more of that?
I don't know. I mean, I know. Okay. I already know the answer. I don't need Quartz online to fill me in.
Let's see. Orlando Brewing, city's oldest craft beer maker, needs cash for forced move.
Nope. Don't care.
This is from the Orlando Sentinel, by the way.
I'll get that. I'll ask Florida Steve or one of our Florida reps about that. Don't know.
Hey, do I need to worry about this?
Something to worry about?
They need cash to move.
Not subscribing to Florida Sentinel. I subscribe to the Fresno Bee.
Okay.
And I actually get the physical Sunday paper, and I also subscribe to the New York Times, and I get the physical Sunday paper on that one.
Oh, you do? With the ads in it? It's like 12 pounds.
Yeah, New York, the Sunday Times is insane, man. It's like it's a whole thing.
So like Monday and Tuesday was like delivering, a 25 sheet notepad. Okay. Wednesday got a little heavier. Thursday got a little heavier. Friday got a little heavier. Saturday didn't notice a difference. Sunday was like throwing Ford Rangers on people's porches.
Did you used to have a B route?
I had 125 houses.
Did you do that with the car or did you do that on the bike?
I did it on foot until I got my first two paychecks where I could buy my first bike. And then I did it from the bike. So my first couple months were on foot, and I saved up enough to buy a 21-speed mountain bike.
Whoa. I had a friend that had a route, and but he used his car. And then if I stayed over.
Oh, sir, I was 13 when I was doing this.
When I'd stayed over at his house, we just would stay up all night and wait for the paper to get dropped off at his house.
And then it was fucking early.
It was like 3:30.
Yeah, 3:30 or 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we would, put them together and then head out.
Yeah, you get flat newspapers with plastic banding around them.
Yep.
You had to fold. Typically, you'd fold it and rubber band it and then stuff them in your bag. I did threefold. I was a threefold connoisseur.
Oh, I did the threefold.
Yeah.
And he had people forget this. I even went out. I didn't have the route. I didn't get paid or anything, but I would go out with him on his collections.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That was interesting.
That's the worst, man. You're going up to everyone's house like, bro, you owe like $20 for the paper. And they're like, yeah, come back next week, whatever. And you're just like a freaking 16-year-old kid. And you're like trying to get some 50-year-old dude to pay you for the paper.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. I'd like my money now.
Pay for the paper.
I'd like some money. I fortunately had very good customers. I never got stiffed on a gig.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Hey, I know.
Wow.
What's happening?
I wish I still had my B back.
How did we go?
Worth money now.
How did we go down?
Huh?
How did we go down this?
Oh, the Sunday paper. You had to bring up the Sunday paper.
I just had to bring it up.
I remembered how heavy those bastards were. Because they put the ads in them. They're like four times the size. Like,
yeah.
Folding them was almost impossible. There were six rubber bands to hold it together.
The bees now is like, the Sunday paper now is like what used to be the Monday paper.
You might as well be folding a phone book.
It's a tiny baby.
Okay, so moving on. Headlines. You decide whether you want to figure out more information about. Atwater Brewery in Detroit hires a new president. 34-year-old Katie McBrady has spent the majority of her career working with beer in some capacity. That's now she's set to take over
a good name.
The top dot dot dot
Either her parents had a sense of humor or they're completely clueless. That was like one or the other.
You like the rhyme? What was like that, you tried to date McGrady? Her just because her name rhymed.
Let's call her Katie. You want to call her child Katie McGrady? Yeah. Okay.
Are you running in the house right now trying to figure out a rhyme? How many names did you pass up that could have rhymed with your last name?
No. My parents' first choice for my name was Kurt. Put that together with my last name.
Oh man, that would have been unfortunate.
That would not work. Curtsy.
Yeah.
Curtsy.
Uh-huh. I was there. You didn't have to explain it.
Well, I wasn't explaining it to you.
Thanks a lot. Listening. Yeah, thanks. Thanks. I get it. Let's see. You want more?
Yeah.
You want more headlines that...
more articles I'm not going to buy, subscribe to. I'm saying, I brought up the paper because I was saying I support subscribing to things that you read regularly.
No,
I also subscribe to
the... We're having fun, but I'm sure these are really good articles that should be read. I just did not have the time
to
enter my email to subscribe.
The Athletic is a good site for sports reading. I subscribe to that as well.
Sure, I'll get right on that.
So, we got to get over ourselves about getting everything free. I'm not talking about what you're doing, Nick, because you can't subscribe to everything. But I'm just saying, like... Don't be afraid to subscribe to a few things, websites, okay? You should be supporting some. If you regularly read a website, you know, it deserves your...
As a retired B employee, shouldn't I get a free subscription?
Did you officially retire? Did you put in enough years to get...
Yes, I put in my time, trust me. 2 years, 2 years delivering the B is like 20 years in the newsroom. I'm sure of it.
You have another one?
Oh, we could do one more. Well, one more news article or more other craft beer news?
One more article.
All right, one more article. What can we do? The Great New Mexico Food Truck and Craft Beer Festival returns. Put away the scarves, boots, and winter coats and pull out the sunglasses. Pint glasses are hearty appetites.
What?
Oh, pint glasses and hearty appetites.
Oh, okay. I'm like, who wrote this?
That's all you get. That's the headline and the byline.
Don't need it. I don't live in New Mexico.
That's from the Albuquerque Journal.
Albuquerque. I'll stay tonight in Albuquerque once, driving back from Kansas. Well, actually, it wasn't Albuquerque. I just went through Albuquerque. I stayed outside of it. But I stayed in Santa Fe.
By morning.
Santa Fe is a cool town.
Yeah? Did they have a Basque?
I think so. Okay.
Fresno.
Santa Fe Basque Hotel.
Oh yeah, I got food. You've probably got this on your list, but just in case you don't, younger may have come and gone, but the bottle release is happening this weekend.
But you get it's pretty much
so now.
Just around, just the breweries, pretty much, right? They're not going to
pretty much, it. Yeah. Pick up, you can't, I mean, they give you a generous window from the 25th to April 7th. You can pick up this beer at the breweries.
But I don't think they're shipping it, right? Like, cause
it does not mention that they're shipping, It sounds like you have to go to this horse.
To get there.
And they encourage Monday through Thursday trips to avoid long lines.
Yeah, I would, I mean, they're smart. If they can only make so much. then just like, hey, come to the brewery and get it. If you can't, then you can't. We're going to sell all this beer regardless. We don't need to go through the distribution part of it. So you're going to get people to come to Russian River that might not have done it before. You're gonna then. What are they gonna do? They're not gonna just drink younger. They're gonna have some pizza.
Well, you can't. You can't just drink younger. You're limited to three drafts.
That's not enough. Hi, it's me, Joe Schmo.
And your party will have. Oh God.
Uh-oh.
It's over.
Uh-oh.
Your party will be limited to 2.5 hours.
Oh, yep, yep. I remember that stuff. Younger, the clock starts ticking, they cut you off,
they chalk your tires, you're gonna get a ticket for staying too long. So it's coming. You can have a second round of younger if you so choose.
Woohoo! Yeah, and if you know,
dog friendly patio, you
really like, huh? Oh, the new place, the one in
the Windsor.
Windsor
one. Yeah, Windsor also has a dog.
The Santa Rosa, unless they've changed things, that Santa Rosa patio is tiny, so I guess it would technically be dog friendly, but you get like two Louis on that patio and you're
yes. Cool. Oh my God. Two Louis. two Louis don't make a right.
No, they don't. Now, maybe they would keep each other occupied, I don't know. Well, we had Jovi and Louie, but Jovi is way mellower, so.
Yeah, Jovi makes everything right.
So what else? What other things you have? You have other things.
Well, I mean, Fresno's biggest event, Fres Yes, is happening.
Ooh.
Starting at 1, as per the Fres Yes. bulletin, 1 p.m. beer starts flowing.
It's my recommendation is to go early.
Yes.
And it's heavy.
Do not try to be young and hip and go at 10.
Yeah, don't be cool. Yeah, you could be, if you're younger and you want to meet people, go later. Have a great
time. Well, beer ticket sales end at 10 o'clock. So,
ooh, well,
if you want any chance of getting beer, don't go at 10 o'clock.
I don't think you're going to go that late. This isn't club.
10:15 is last call.
Yeah, heavy Dorktown Network energy happening. I assume Bells has been having to work every damn Saturday for a while now. So I don't know that Bells will be out there, but I'm going to try to get him out there.
Yeah.
But,
so what's Dorktown energy? Show up drunk?
Yeah, that's Dorktown energy. Already show up drunk. To a whole all-day festival of drinking, you gotta already be shit-faced when you walk in. So
talking about some Fu Manchu.
Joshua Teehee, my co-host on Flowing with Famous, another podcast I'm on.
From the Dorktown Network.
Yes. He is hosting a music stage at Fres Yes. The new rock.
I like it.
New rock stage. He's going to be like the MC of the stage. And of course, Matt, our fellow Perfect Porian, Matt.
Our insider, industry insider.
Is running the whole damn Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden. That's the centerpiece of the whole festival. And then, you know, Nick and I will be out there. That's something. That's we'll be out there getting drunk. They'll be working. Matt and Josh
I'll be complaining.
We'll be there. Are you going to be doing any load? Are you going to help the band load in?
No, I think we should set up that table that says we will argue about anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The guy that like the meme with the guy changed my mind.
Changed my mind.
Hazies.
Am I right?
Hazies are not the past nor the future. Changed my mind.
Changed my mind. Oh my God, that'd be the greatest day ever if we could just argue with people and get drunk.
And then Nick's father-in-law is playing in a band, the Chicken and Whiskey, Bill Clifton Chicken and Whiskey Band. So
that's correct. 3 to 3:45 is he gets the main stage.
There you go. So you know that we'll be there during that set. The 3 o'clock hour, we'll be there.
Yes.
Can't guarantee anything outside of that. But
was the last Frez Yes we were at, was that the Sparkle Jet Frez Yes?
I was at that, but I because they have the Fulton Street party as well, and they blend together in my mind, so I don't know which is which anymore.
Which is which? Okay, that's the last time I remember being down there. Was standing at the stage. It was in Tioga, which makes me think it was Frez Yes, but that doesn't mean anything. But that's the last festival I believe I went to was 3 years ago.
Yeah, so we're all coming back outside again, and we'll all be there Saturday. If you want to get it, we're going to have a get it.
Get it.
So if you're around, an obligatory boxer up showing.
That's right.
There in She's making all kinds of noise.
She wants to be seen and heard. Say something, Penny. Say something.
There you go.
Heavy breathing in the microphone.
That's a boxer breathing. That's her opinion. Boxer breathing.
This is stupid. Give me beer.
We stupid.
She's like, why can't I have beer? You guys get beer. Why don't I get beer?
I love gold.
Okay. I will get another show beer.
New beer as Nick gets a show. Another new beer. Just opened up from a listener donated beer. Alvarado Street in. No, this isn't a collab. I think it's except for the planet. Hazy Triple IPA Turbid Diesel at 10.4 double dry hopped with Ruaca Nelson Savin and Waimea hops. And I don't know who doing it. Did I just buy? No. It seems like something we would just buy, but no, I think I'm going to say Wazi Corvette donated this. Just maybe.
Got a donated beer.
It's triple, though.
It's a triple.
It's pretty good. Let me see this date, because I took a while to get to it, I guess. Oh, yeah. It's the December 16th. So, it's a little dated, but it's still all right. It's still holding up. Those big ones hold up a little better. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Stone beer to look out for. It's Enjoy By Season. 420 is coming next month. So the Stone Brewing's Enjoy By.
So they're sticking to the major holidays.
Yeah. 4/20/22 is coming. Or no, it's out. They just released it. It's out there. You can find it in your Stone Brewing places. That is, of course, a
I love gold.
Hazy Double IPA, as always. This one features Rakua and Citra hops. So it looks good.
Sometimes
their Enjoy Buys will be, kind of out there sometimes. But this one, they're sticking to some guns. So be on the lookout for that one. What'd you just open up there?
This is a market find. The next in line of Carl Strauss collab series with Bergeon Bohemian Grove IPA.
Had it.
I believe it's maybe unfiltered, not hazy though. but it looks, it's pretty straw, you know, golden straw color, not very, very dark. Gives Tropic Thunder a run for its money.
Ah, two good beers so far.
Yeah.
The one other thing I wanted to mention, that Fantasy Baseball League, I've the Perfect Pour Fantasy Baseball League. I've got it. I've begun the setup, so hopefully I'll have a link to it in the show notes. If not, maybe you might be able to find it if you just search the Perfect Pour. And if you go into ESPN, I'm using ESPN Fantasy.
Oh, okay.
So those that use ESPN Fantasy, you might search for the Perfect Pour or just look in the show notes. There will be a link. Or you can just message me on social media and I'll send it to you. I'll put a link to it in the logger line as well. So if you're on the Discord and I'll also put it in the forum. So those that want to be, because my team is going to be terrible this year. I need to find other avenues to keep me occupied for the baseball season. So I've chosen fantasy baseball this year. Usually I don't play. I've only occasionally played fantasy baseball. Not that big into it, even though I'm a baseball fan. But this year I need it to supplement my terrible upcoming anticipated terrible Oakland A's season. So, you want to be in the fantasy league with other listeners? Look for that, and hopefully by next week we'll start building up some players. I think I have it open for like 12 or 14. We'll see if we can get up to that. I can always pare it down if we need to, but yeah. Look out for that. Look out for fantasy baseball. Nick is way into it, so.
Oh, I'm already signed up. I've got... my roster already filled.
Oh, okay. You just went ahead and picked everyone before the draft. All right.
Yeah. Picking everybody out of the 89 Topps catalog.
Oh, so okay.
Well, I'm sure to win.
Yeah. I don't think there's any problem.
I'm just going to go play that. Will you call me tonight? Leave me your voicemail.
Like you, the listener of the show, to participate in the show if you would like to. Tell us what's going on.
Do I have to?
Yeah, you don't have to, but it's cool if you did. It'd be cooler, a lot cooler if you did. You can tell us what's going on. Something the Perfect Pour listener would enjoy hearing. You're a listener of the show, so what would you enjoy hearing on the show? You do that. Call us. Let us know. Give us a big recommendation about something in your area. Talk about something there. Ask us something you want us to talk about in the show. Any of these things are cool. You can call. Two ways you can do that. You can just leave. We have a 24-hour voicemail line. You can call 559-492-0542. And you can leave us something there, or you can record it yourself and send that file to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can just straight up email us and we'll read the email. Or you can leave us a review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or the Spotify. The Fontana Jim was the first one to give us reviews on Spotify, apparently. So that's something you can do as well. So just a heads up. We haven't gotten a new Apple Podcast review this year yet, so I'm waiting for that. So you know you're going to get it read on the show if you review us on Apple Podcasts. So. And we'll start with traditional voicemails. And we'll start with this one.
Hey, guys. What's going on? It's Dopey.
And Junior,
down here in Boynton Beach, Florida, had Nobo's 5th anniversary party. Just enjoying some good beers.
Nobo!
Good people, good times, good food.
Hey, what's up, guys? Junior here, a.k.a. Beer Warbler, a.k.a. Raul Lujano.
Oh.
For the Perfect Four podcast, people, so you guys can know.
Nice.
I hope hopefully you're enjoying that Tampa beer, or it's depleted right now.
We're drinking.
But enjoy that. We're having a good time out here. It's a sunny day, 80-something degrees, plenty of beers on tap, 80 beers for this event. Dopey?
I'm actually currently drinking a Oreo Cookie Monster Imperial Stout, 12%. And, Junior?
Yeah, I'm having a Blueberry Maple Sour. Joint is fire, man. I think that black currant is, like, amazing. And they make some good milkshakes out here over at Nobo in Boynton Beach.
So, yeah, we just wanted to give you guys a call, say what's up. Everybody, keep up the good work. Check your dates.
Part one of two. We're going to call you guys back later.
We just actually hit the hour two mark of the tap, so we're going to see what else they got flowing here. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Damn.
Bye.
Hour two.
Thanks, guys. I don't think they called back in, so I don't know. I think they've kind of forgot all about us. They got into that, all those
they beers. Got tower three and all shit and broke loose.
Yeah, all those beers getting dropped. They're like, okay, call. Were we supposed to do something? Yeah, what was that?
They made an Instagram story instead of a voicemail.
Woo! Florida! Thanks, guys. That sounds like a good day, though. You're just at this place that's got 80 taps and just dropping.
Yeah.
Blowing kegs. Some fun there. Like, what are you going to put on next? It's always exciting to be at a place, a good beer place.
Is it like a game show? Can you pass?
Yeah. You're like, I'll pass. When they blow a keg and you're like, and you don't know what they have back there, you're like, oh man, what's it going to be?
Hey guys, Pilsner's Hoppy Libation. I know it's been a long time since I've called, but hi, I figured it was time for me to call back in.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm driving. For old time's sake, I am driving now. I just finished working a very long day at my job, and I've really earned a beer.
Damn job!
But you know what? The last beer I had was 2 months ago. I know. Mm. And it doesn't look like the next one is going to, you know, I don't think I'll have another beer for another, like, you know, 7 months.
Oh, my God.
That's right, guys.
Oh, I wonder what that is. Get
all of the beer onesies.
Uh-oh.
All of the brewery onesies.
Damn.
We are going to be a little bit hoppier in my household. And so I am very excited, but I miss beer. I'm not going to lie. I really miss beer. And the smell of beer is very good for me right now. I know it makes some people nauseous when they're around my, when they're in my condition. But I love the smell of beer. I steal Hoppy Hubs' beers and smell them so that he barely even drink them. So just checking in. I'm listening every week. And I am very happy to hear that everybody is doing well. And that things are going all right. Keep up the good work, guys. I'll keep listening. Bye.
Bye. Congratulations, bye. Hoppy.
Congrats. Right. Early cheers to Hoppy.
Early cheers to Hoppy.
And Hoppy Huds.
Yeah. That's quite the accomplishment. You're in for quite the ride. I want to, maybe, is this Hoppy's first? I don't know.
Seems like it.
But yeah, maybe. Seems like it. So, you know, if you want any advice for what not to do, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there for it.
You did it all?
Yeah, I did all the wrong things. So I'm still actively Yeah.
Doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, still actively doing, being a bad dad. Still into that.
I'm kidding, Mikey. I'm sure.
No, I know. I'm with you. You can't out self-deprecate. You can't out deprecate me. Nobody can out deprecate myself.
Is that a challenge?
Yeah.
All right. It's on.
No, but challenge accepted. Big cheers to Hoppy. I wonder if she's going to get some NAs.
Oh, man. Is now the time for NA?
Now is the time
for NA. Or do you think she'll do Hoppy Water?
Ooh, maybe Hoppy Water. Yeah, because NAs have a tiny bit. I mean, yeah. They say when you once, maybe not when you're pregnant, but like once you have a kid, if you're breastfeeding, it actually isn't a bad thing to have a beer because it actually sort of, I don't know, kind of
it gets in the system.
It like helps a little bit somehow.
Oh, it helps. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Like if you have like half a beer, like it's, I don't know, but I'm not a biologist, but I think beer helps.
Are you at least a botanist?
I'm a botanist. I think when you're pregnant, beer helps you. I'm a Hoppy. We're all behind you. You're going to get through this. We got nine something months of not that drinking. First
beer back is going to taste so good.
You're like, oh, man. Like, oh, I'm pregnant. Guys, I'm pregnant. You know, all the beer geeks are like, oh, shit, man. Oh, that's, I'm sorry. You got 9 months of not drinking? Oh, well, yeah. I guess, sober, but like, I'm pregnant.
Whatever.
Like, oh, man. Oh, whew, that's rough. I'm glad that Hoppy's still going to keep listening, though. It's like listening to a Star Wars podcast when you don't no longer watch Star Wars movies or something. You're like, I don't like Star Wars anymore, but I'm gonna keep listening to this podcast because
I still have opinions.
Still got opinions about Star Wars. No, it's not. That's not quite the right analogy because Hoppy still loves beer. She just can't do it.
Shouldn't do it.
Technically, it's she shouldn't do it. She still can. Yeah,
she still can.
All right, one more voicemail.
Hey, fellas, it's Wazoo Corvette. I don't know if any of y'all following the Stone versus Molson Coors copyright or trademark infringement case, but it's got some interesting stuff. The CEO for Stone was on the stand and did let loose that Stone has a payment to a large investor group due June of 2023 to the tune of $464 million. That's a lot of money for a beer there, I think. But how they're going to come up with that is a good question. There was some talk that maybe the debtor would allow them some payment time or be able to divide it up, but the CEO also did say that they had considered selling the brewery and the brand to cover the debt. Yikes. So it's interesting to follow if anybody else likes that kind of stuff. Also on the craft beer expansion news, if anyone's been to Loma Brewing in Gatos, was the small brewery of the year a couple years ago in California. It's a nice little brewery. I didn't know, Mikey, you might recognize the name Kevin Youkilis. You know, he might have played a little bit of baseball. Yeah, you know him?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Red Sox?
But he owns that brewery. I didn't know that. I've been there a few times. Great beer, great food, by the way. But they're expanding to a little town in Central California called Manteca. So it's just north of Modesto.
North of Modesto.
Kind of closer to me than you.
Ooh, Bass Pro Shop.
So maybe I'll be able to have a little Loma every now and then, but they're also going to try to distribute a little bit to the Central Valley is the rumor. So watch out for Loma Brewing. Outside of that, looking forward to some more NCAA basketball. Sitting in my favorite beer place, sipping on. Oh, I do have a giant bottle share this weekend at Moxa. which is a ticketed event, so I'm looking forward to that. It does come with all the IPA and lager you can drink as well, so I'll just suffer through, you know. That's all I got, guys. Keep up the good work. Check your dates. Be safe. Mikey, have fun. Nick, have fun. You have fun. And best of luck with Frez Yes Fest for you, buddy. Take care. Bye.
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 Right now, I'm not in a
city. Cheers. Uh-oh. Cheers, Wazoo.
Wazoo. I did not know that about Loma. And also, there was another thing I wanted to comment on while Zoo was saying, and now I've forgotten. Damn it. Somebody put it again. No, never mind. No, it wasn't that. It was something else.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks, Wazoo. Moxa. This is going to be training up. Moxa. Oh, yeah, the Manteca, man. They got Manteca. That Bass Pro. That was our Bass Pro. That was Fresno's Bass Pro. And that then,
was,
like,
oh, it was supposed to land here and they went there?
Remember? Oh, interesting enough. Oh, well, interesting to Fresno's. No one else is going to care. Give a shit. That, if you remember when Bubba was the mayor, the brewery district, what is the brewery district now, was going to be Four City, they called it. And the linchpin was the Bass Pro.
They were going to put a river downtown.
Yeah, they're going to put a river, and that whole brewery district area that Tioga's in now was the Four City area, and the Bass Pro was going to go in there, and it was going to be a whole thing. And then that all fell through, and then Tioga rose to power.
But, wow. I forgot all about that. They wanted to put a river downtown.
Mm-hmm. Like San Antonio has. And there was going to be a lake right there. That whole area that Tioga's at was going to be like where they're going to have residential and the Bass Pro. And
Bass Pro was the anchor.
The whole thing. So there you go. Sorry.
Wow. Mikey is flashing me back right now.
Bro, I'm like super flashing back.
Flashies. You, Manteca, stole our Bass Pro, but they still haven't widened their highway in 80 years.
You can steal our Bass Pro, Manteca, but you'll never steal our heart.
That's right. You keep your 2-lane highway. We'll work on Madera forever. Have
fun being a Modesto suburb. Okay.
Yeah. I don't care if you're closer to Dust Bowl. We still look cooler in jeans.
I don't know. That's questionable. I guess they are. We still look cooler in jeans? Is that what you said?
Yeah. I don't know. I had to give them something.
Yeah.
What do we look cooler? What does Fresno look cooler in?
Jeans, definitely jeans. Best pro. I did not mean to do that, but all right, I guess it's a fitting.
But we didn't hear from Paul, so we got to hear from him somehow.
It's pretty much fitting. Yeah, we could use a little Paul update next week.
We need a little Paul in our life.
I don't like going.
Even if you're not in a BevMo parking lot,
you
can pretend you are. We won't know.
You're in a, like, at some point during the week, Paul, you're in a parking lot. Okay.
Yeah.
So figure it out. Call.
We're loosening the regulations for Paul.
Or loosening. You don't have to be in a BevMo parking lot. We'd like it if you were. Especially the BevMo in front of the Cost Plus and Quarter Madera. But if you're not there, then, you know.
You don't have to be in a car wash. We'll settle for you in your car when it's raining.
Yeah. Your driveway is a car wash. If you want to wash your car in your driveway, you can call while you're doing that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's sitting in the car with the nozzle in his hand, shooting water up in the air. Landing on the car. Mm-hmm. I get it. That works. Approved.
Yeah, that we don't care. We're not picky. We just want.
If you're waiting inside the lonely car wash and thinking of calling up the perfect board, just
lonely car wash. I'll tell you what's not lonely is the car wash here in Nick and I's neighborhood there in Palm. And
oh my gosh. Boy. No.
Everybody's there.
It's going to rain tomorrow? Still full.
Doesn't matter. I've never seen that car wash like where like the guys that do the prep brushes before you enter the car wash. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that place where the guys are just kind of standing there holding the brushes.
Yeah, they're bored. 5 minutes to 8 o'clock before they close is when they're bored.
I'll recommend one that's much less people that still gets quality. One is the Chevron on Herndon and across from Sierra Sky Park.
Oh, okay.
The Chevron there. They've got the same
stuff. Oh, Brawley?
Yeah. Never, not nearly as many people.
Yeah.
There you go. More Fresno talk.
More Fresno talk. Check your ATM machines for skimmers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Make sure to jostle your ATM readers.
Yeah, pin pads, your debit card pin pads. If we're giving out recos to car washes, my two favorites are the...
Oh, sorry.
The Spotlight Car Wash on Blackstone and Minarets.
Okay.
And so what you wash car wash.
Wait.
You know, you pull in the cubicle.
Mm-hmm.
And you wash the car with the various pressure nozzles and brushes for $4 for four quarters.
Gotta be real fast though.
Gotta be fast, gotta be efficient. Or the hand car wash at Herndon West. Used to be Shell, now it's at Chevron.
Oh, okay.
The one catty corner from the market.
Yeah. The Jacks.
Used to be Jacks. No, right. I think it just says car wash. I don't think it's Jacks anymore.
What do you want to call this car wash? How about car wash?
Car wash.
No, but like, what are you going to name it? Car wash.
Car wash.
Okay.
Suds and Spuds.
Suds in the city.
Suds in the city. Oh my gosh, you get a beer and a car wash? Copyright Perfect Pour 2022.
Yes, beer and a car wash. That's what we should have called the show. Damn it. Well, too late now. We're screwed. Can't go back now.
Are we? Would anybody notice?
Who was like, ah, mate, but, what happened? Oh, whoop, wait. Everyone settle down. I was
called that the whole time.
Settle down.
I thought I was called that the whole time.
No, we called that the whole time. Didn't you guys used to be called the Perfect Four? No, no. Nope. What are you talking about, asshole? Cut drinking! That's why we haven't come out with any memorabilia, any merch, is because we've been waiting to get that name right.
We're minutes away from changing the name.
10 years. For 10 years, we've been like, I think I'm going to change the name. I don't think we want to make any t-shirts yet.
So this is a Foo Fighter situation. Like, if we'd known it had been this cool, we would have named it something else.
We know it would have been this successful. We would have named it something cool. Nick, what have you been drinking this week?
Well, joke's on you because I actually checked in this week.
Oh, ha! Joke's on you.
In Russia, joke's on you. So, I did end up going out to, well, this is kind of fourth wall stuff, but I'm sure you've all figured it out by now. We did end up going out for St. Patrick's Day to the Barrel House.
Yeah.
To watch the traditional Celtic band play in the plaza. Yes. If you ever wanted to hear what Celtic Stairway to Heaven sounded like, that was the place to be.
They did it?
They did a Stairway to Heaven cover.
Did they do the whole thing, that like 10-minute song?
Yeah, they did the whole thing. It was the complete song in its entirety. Played in a Celtic manner.
Wow.
But, I mean, it's Led Zeppelin. They had mandolins and stuff like that anyway, so.
Wasn't that drastic.
Yeah, it wasn't like a shocking revelation. It's not like Deadmau5 remixed it or something. Is he still rattling? I don't know.
I don't know.
So I had the Nitro Oatmeal Stout from Barrel House. Mm-hmm. And I got the brave enough to try their milk cookie stout, which is an Oreo flavored cookies and cream style milk stout called Storyoat.
So
not bad, a little sweet, but you know, it was kind of fun, kind of different.
I was having fun.
Cookies and cream is my favorite ice cream, so that's what I was hoping for. It was kind of there, not quite, but close enough. Plus, it got you drunk. From there, we went into the weekend where I did a market trip. I found Wave of the Future from Society.
Mm-hmm.
This was a 16-ounce can in the Mixer Sixer. I made a Mixer Sixer.
Mixer Sixer. Oh, they love that. Yeah. Make sure if you're in the market, tell them, like, hey, I made a Mixer Sixer.
Oh, it cracks the cashiers up. They love you when you say shit like that.
Especially the baggers.
They're like, yeah, you're so cute, I'm going to give you an extra 10% off.
That's so adorable. I'm going to, like, bump your I'm going to bump your discount.
I'm going to have you go stand over there while I help these customers.
Why don't you go stand over there? Wait, what am I saying over here? Just go stand over there.
We'll be with you in a second.
Just go stand over there for a little bit. I'm just going to watch you while I'm working.
The gentleman behind you has a brioche. We need to get him through instantly.
Yeah, we need to get him through. I just want you to stand over there.
Yeah, just go stand over there. When you're done saying shit like Mixer Sixer, we'll help you out.
You figure out why you're standing over there. Then you come back. So I put together a Mixer Sixer. Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to stand over
there. Yeah, can you go stand over
there? All right.
John Redline,
please, John Redline. Hey, I sent a customer just... Say Mixer Sixer. What should I do? Should I kick him out, or where do they want to kick him out?
We're just gonna go stand over there.
All right, stand. Just have him stand in a random place. See how long he'll do it. Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna need you to stand over there, sir. Just hold on.
Hold.
My manager's coming up. Just stand over there.
Hold your basket, arm's length at shoulder height for 10 minutes, and we'll be right with you.
All right. It's a PUC thing. OSHA rules. You got to stand.
OSHA says, I'm so sorry. These SKUs are not broken up into singles. Give us a second. We'll
just
do a price check on individual. cans. Sir, are you sure you can pull these out of a six-pack? Wow. What was that? Was that a custom tangent song?
Apparently. This app I was using for the sound.
I like that version.
It just blended everything all of a sudden for some reason.
Tangent. Post Malone version.
What else did you drink? More things?
I don't remember. I checked all this shit in and
I checked all this mother shit in.
Wave of the future.
Yep, got that.
New Glory's Pontiac Piledriver.
Oh. That's a new one.
New Glory's Lifted Miata.
Yeah.
I felt like there was more. Did I not? Oh, I guess the Carl Strauss.
You weren't as busy as you thought, I
guess. Crow and Wolf.
Yeah. Yeah, you weren't as busy as you thought.
Okay, so I checked in 4. I guess it's not a huge number, but I'm at 1991 uniques right now.
Wow. You are 1990. Wow, you're only 9 uniques away from 2000. Am I reading that right? 1990.
That's correct.
All right. Oh, about to get to 2000 uniques.
In real life, it's more than that, but
right.
What I've actually checked in untapped. That's where we're at.
Untapped record show that you're 9 away. So yeah, watch for the Nick 80s uniques to get to that coveted 2000. I'll say Matt.
In the year 2000.
Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. There's only one beer. He really has been busy. He only is able to check into one beer. Vax to the Future. It's got a Back to the Future.
A slice.
Yeah, the Slice Beer Company's Imperial Double IPA.
Imperial Double.
I'm sure that was a Wazoo Corvette involved beer there. But that's the only thing he was able to check in this week. That's how bitty busy our Matthew is this week. Let's see what did I check in? I didn't check everything in on Untappd this week, but I tried. Alvarado Street Sunny Hours Imperial Double IPA. That had a cool can. That was a label buy, but it was still a good beer. Topa Topa. A new one from Topa Topa called Intent to Swing. Baseball reference. Oh. A double IPA.
You get penalized if you intend to swing and don't do it?
No, if you hold up. If you stop your swing, then it's
not
officially a swing. And then if the pitcher throws
a ball. That sounds like a penalize.
No, if you hold it up and then pitcher throws a ball, then it's still a ball. There's a point of demarcation with your swing. If you do too much, then it's considered like, nope, you swung at it. But you're allowed to start your swing and stop it. If you stop it at a certain point, they're like, all right, you stopped it. It's not a swing.
Wow.
So that's sort of the reference there of the Topa Topa.
They call it a fakie, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They're all fakie. Yeah. Everyone calls it a fakie. Yeah. Yeah. Make sure the next Grizzly game you go to, Nick, just say, that was a fakie. You did a fakie.
That was a fakie.
Make it real loud for the whole section to hear you. You be that guy.
The guy told me this is real. It's
fake. Be that guy in the baseball game. I mean, this is what's, unique to baseball games, live baseball games, folks, is there's always a guy in your section that's a comedy guy. Like, he thinks he's funny as shit. And so he's got to be loud and be like, he's got to be jokey guy so he can get some laughs from the sections.
Am I right? Does he ask everybody, is he right? Am I right?
Unique to baseball. I mean, all sports have it, but like baseball, no sport has more of the dad joke cut up guy than baseball. Also, I had a Citra Crush from Moonraker Brewing. That is a hazy pale. That's always good. Society, the Coachman. Session IPA. We're starting to get these heavy spring hitter. Beers are beginning now. No, well, it's heavy, bro. Session, man.
Sesh.
I had a Pliny the Elder from Russian River.
Yeah.
And
how's that fitting in your setup these days?
What do you mean?
Like, okay, so Pliny was the king for a long time.
Pliny king.
Now you go having a society coachman.
Yeah, it doesn't measure. Nothing measures up to Pliny.
So Pliny. So no matter the setup, Pliny still tastes the same to you.
Yeah, kind
of. Like you could have a couple of lagers right. And go to Pliny. Yeah. It's like, yep, still there. You could have a triple IPA and then a double IPA and then a Pliny, and it's still hitting home runs.
Well, no, it always hits home runs, but like I definitely can have even Pliny, if you have it at the wrong time of the session, you can forget about it because. Okay. At some point for me personally, and I'm assuming this is like everyone, at some point in your drinking session, it does like at the fourth beer in, nothing matters anymore. Like,
along, well, of course,
like right. As long as it's okay, it's just
as long as it's cold and fizzy, you
right?
Don't care
and it's not infected or not old as fuck, then you're just like well, it's a beer. At some point, everything blends. Like, so I think
what I'm alluding to is does Pliny have such a memory for you that even the most ridiculous setup, you will still enjoy Pliny like, because you know in your head what it tastes like and you know you're having it at this point?
Yes.
Like, does the memory of Pliny outweigh the actual moment you're having it?
I would say most times. I would say not every time, though. Certainly more than any other beer, but I would be lying if I said like every time I've had a Pliny, it's been the Pliny experience.
No, that's pretty honest because the memory could outweigh the actual beer you're having.
I think
just because you've had it for so long. Yeah. And you've had the best and you've had the worst of Pliny. You know it all around. You know it all so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I could see that for you having it, your memory could skew the actual beer you're having at the moment.
I think nothing trumps like toward the end of a beer drinking session where you're half asleep and you're drunk and also half asleep. Like nothing, even Pliny can break through that wall. Like,
okay,
like that's like that there's no breaking through that wall, like, because you're just like, if you're me, I'm just projecting onto everyone else, but like myself, like, there'll be nights where I'm like trying to, like, no, I do not want to fall asleep, I don't want to be sleepy right now, this sucks, I want to keep partying, but like, 75% of your soul is like, no. You're sleepy. You're going to go to sleep. I'm like, no, I'm drinking Pliny.
No.
I'm enjoying Pliny. This is great. I'm having a fun time. The rest of your body's like, no, you're not, dude. You're going to fall asleep watching fucking Seinfeld for the 100th time. I'm like, no, I'm staying awake and enjoying Pliny. So, yeah, that Pliny got forgotten.
That one? Just that one?
Yeah, just that one.
Just that one.
So, yeah. Once in a while, a Pliny gets swept under the rug, I guess.
All right. I'm happy to hear that. That's actually a pretty honest review. Because some people would be like,
no, I remember every Pliny I've ever had.
Favorite beer. There would be no situation where they would forget their favorite beer. And they're lying.
Fucking liar. I mean, why'd you say? Nothing.
Nothing. Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Do you have some cheers?
Yeah. No.
No. Nobody.
I just kidding. Cheers to anybody going to Fres Yes this weekend. If you're out there at the 2:30 to 4:30 range, I'll be out there checking out Chicken and Whiskey. Please come say hello, assuming you know what I look like. Maybe you'll just hear me talking loudly about things I don't truly know about.
Will you be calling out songs for Chicken and Whiskey to play? Like, play Boiler! Yeah,
Freebird. Yeah. If you don't want to say hi to me but still want to check out Chicken and Whiskey, I recommend that.
I would it's like to see Chicken and Whiskey, but man, if I run into Nick, that's going to suck.
Yeah. So don't worry about that. I will leave you alone if you do not want to be disturbed during the Chicken and Whiskey set. Yeah. One of the privileges of being an introvert, I do not seek people out.
Yeah. Nope. Don't have to worry about me bugging you.
Being as it's Fres Yes, cheers to all our traditional Tioga patronins like Big Game James, Mike Cruz, the Scotty, not the Scotty 91, but Scotty B.
Scotty B. Yeah, happy birthday. He had a birthday last week.
Happy birthday to Scotty B. Yes, Scotty he did. B. Also, happy birthday to Lady Beer Love. I don't know if she listens anymore. One-time guest on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Current beer tender at Hop Brewing.
Nice.
She might be out there this weekend at Fres Yes.
Yeah. She's involved in the community. Theater community, yeah. Beer community, all the communities.
All the communities. Once again, cheers to the Hoppy Libations and Hoppy Hubs. That's great news to hear from you guys. Cheers to Bitter Brewer. Hope he's surviving the event planning. I know it can be tough.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're going to have a good event and everything will turn out well.
I mean, just it's always a success. That's just a given.
Yeah. Right.
It's like two.
Doesn't mean it doesn't come without work, though.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You kind of forget about the work. Like, I focus on, like, this is too successful. Everyone succeeded. I don't like
You're
it.
You're too successful. Can you please mess something up?
I have nothing to complain about other than it's a lot of people having fun and spending money.
Shorter bathroom lines.
Yep. I want 10,000 Port-a-Johns.
Yeah. I want to choose. I don't want to have to wait. I want to choose which one I want.
You got to look for that green unlocked, locked sign on the Port-a-John.
Yeah. Green means go.
Sorry. I'm not gonna go down a Port-a-John rabbit hole. Nope. Not gonna do it.
I'll draw you in. Nope. Let's go.
Not gonna do it.
It's like, yeah. No. Nope. You want that fresh blue water in the bottom of your ass, you know?
Yeah.
They unused Port-a-John.
No. There's a percentage of blue water. There's a percentage of blue water, like there's too little and there's also too much.
There's also too much.
Because there's splash. It could be a splash ball. But then also there's too little. It's like, this is not.
You don't want blue bottom? Is that what you're telling me?
Dude, you didn't put enough blue water in here. This is going to do it.
I do not want to see.
Yeah. I don't know. It's easier for guys. I just feel for women.
I won't be surprised, but are we the first podcast to talk about Port-a-John talk?
I have not heard it. Right. Most podcasts are smart to stay away from Port-a-John. Like in the meetings, the pre-show meetings, all the podcasts are like, well, what about Port-a-John?
Topics to avoid.
How about Porta-Johns? Like, no, we're not talking about Porta-Johns, okay?
Yeah, off limits.
Like, oh, yes, this is what they want to hear about Porta-Johns in the blue water. Well, that's what I was thinking about. No.
No, not happening.
We're not talking about that.
Damn, somebody's got to talk about it.
Talk about how much, how better it is for a guy than a girl when there's a Porta-John that's been used all day.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yep. That's where we're at.
Yep. That's where we're at. Wow, the funnel is all I got to say. The funnel.
Yep. Oh, funnel. Matt, funnel. You're going to have to come back next week because this is what we're doing now.
We cannot be unsupervised. Mm.
Well, yeah, I'm also cheers to Hops underscore Hound and Chew Your Beer and mm-hmm. anyone that shares us on their own social media like they did. We really appreciate it. It's the only way the Perfect Pour can get any bigger is you, the listener, talking about it in your feed or talking about it to your fellow beer geeks. Because we're still here. We're still hanging mm-hmm. out, having the beer. Like all of the pretenders that of craft beer. They're gone away now. We're back to I like this area that we're in craft beer now.
Wow.
Where it's just it's back to the people
that survived.
It's just back to the people that like good beer made by independent brewers. It's not the whole craze of like that, the whole craze is gone. Now it's just back to us that just enjoy craft beer and enjoy beer. Enjoy just chilling and whatever, man. So I'm glad we're back to back to the good the people that like the thing. I don't know. We've stayed on the air too long here.
Probably.
This episode. Not as in general.
Oh yeah.
451.
Oh god. No. Make a stop.
Cheers to the Friday night Zoom. You can
everybody can go through a tunnel and lose connection. Can we do that?
Yeah, I can go to the Yosemite tunnel.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, we're in a tunnel.
Sorry, I'm in Yosemite. Thanks to the Friday night Zoom. Every Friday night, the listeners of the Perfect Pour get together on Zoom. And if you want to just do that, hang out with cool people on Friday nights on the internet, you can do that as well. Look at the Lager Line Discord channel. We have mm-hmm. all the show notes are there, either in the podcast player you're listening to right now, or if you go to perfectpourpod.com, look at the show notes there. You can get a link to that and find out where to hang out on Friday nights and all the other links you need to do. So cheers to that. Cheers to the Golden God. Again, the Golden Gods again for giving us money, and everyone that shares and talks about the show. Really appreciate you guys hanging out with us, and maybe we'll see you Saturday if you're in the Fresno area. We'll be getting it, doing our own getting it. Maybe even the producer. Maybe I'll get the producer out there. She's kind of 50-50 right now.
Wow.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
But if we don't see you Saturday, have a great mm-hmm. week.
Yes.
Be safe.
Oh, of course.
Have fun.
I don't know. There's a variant coming. Don't have too much fun.
I think you better just try to jump over that and have fun.
Alright.
And but you gotta stop yourself before you start all that. You gotta stop yourself. You gotta what you gotta do?
You gotta check your dicks.